Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome in. Happy Wednesday, happy early Thanksgiving. Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Dibs and Grandy, though. Willard off. Willard will be back on Tuesday. You got Dibs and I today. Also on Monday as well. Dibs, great to be with you on a Wednesday that feels like a Friday. We just did What's Bugging You. This is a Friday.
And I got to BART over in the East Bay. And normally on a Wednesday, the BART parking lot would be 96% full. Today was about 31% full.
That's nice.
So, yeah, either people are like driving in and driving home, or they're not working and they're heading out on the road. So if you're heading out for your long Thanksgiving holiday, a stretch five, and actually Bonte Hill called me earlier today and said, "Hey, Dibber, how you doing? Stretch five for you?" And I said, "No, I'm actually working with Grandy. It's a rare chance for me actually to do a show and get to talk." And he thought it was pretty funny. But
your partner's still a Mark, but not a Mark that
right.
talks
Mark with a K.
As much.
And who spells it that way?
Yeah, right?
I mean, seriously, it's reckless.
It is.
Unnecessary consonants.
Absolutely.
But happy to be here, and, you know, a lot to talk about with the Niners getting ready for a Sunday travel spot, a tough one, and the Warriors with not quite a litmus test without Adams and
still
Durant.
Still a good team.
A good team, yeah. And a good spot at home, and can we, like, get above 500 a little bit here?
10-9 through 19 games.
I mean, 11-9 is a lot better than 10-10. I know it's aesthetics, but still it matters.
The Warriors have played 19 games, and the Rockets have played like 14 or 15.
Yep.
Which also kind of just signifies how crazy the Warriors' schedule has been. You're right, though. We're going to talk a lot about the Niners. This is not technically a Friday, but it does feel a lot like a Friday. So we're going to treat it like a Friday and talk a lot of Niners. One, we're going to continue to react to what Brock Purdy and the Niners did on Monday night. And then we'll also turn the page and look ahead to the Cleveland Browns on Sunday morning. We do have coming up at 3:15. The great Greg Cosell. I'm going to do my best to not have Greg correct me in any way, shape, or form.
It's risky.
We will see how that goes of NFL films. And then also, as we just talked about, the great Tim Roy, radio voice of the Warriors, who you will hear tonight, call the action Warriors and Rockets. He's joining the show at 4:15. He and Bob Fitzgerald being honored by the Warriors during the game tonight. So we'll talk to Tim Roy about memories of the last 30-plus years. Plus, it is a Friday, Dibs. Kind of. It feels like a Friday, which means we have picks to make, but
oh, yeah.
It's a special day because we have a lot of picks to make. You're going to pick all three Thanksgiving games tomorrow.
Yep.
You're going to pick, of course, the Niner game Sunday morning, and you're going to pick Sunday night football. We're going to skip over the Friday game.
Yeah.
You don't want to overload with
picks.
No,
no.
But you're going to make five picks. We'll do that at the very tail end of the show. And we're going to have a special edition of Higher or Lower in the 5 o'clock hour as well.
Yeah, with Cam and Risotto and Grandy. And I mean, boy, it'd be tough for you to go out there and lose a Higher or Lower.
There's pressure on me.
Against a couple of newbies.
There's pressure on me.
We had explained a bit to Cam, not that he can't understand it. He can, but Risotto and Cam will be making their debut. And you're a seasoned veteran. You're actually the all-time wins leader in the bit. So.
And I can add to my lead with a good performance today.
Although, and another one.
And I'm sure, thank you, DJ Khaled. I'm sure Willard and Lucas would both object to that counting. But
I don't care.
I mean, a bit's a
bit. This is what I get for showing up to work every day, Dibs.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They took time off. They don't get the benefit.
That's right. And I think that Steven Risotto has been here nonstop since Monday morning, is what I'm being told. The guy, all he does is, I mean, I've never seen him not
here. I think he sleeps in the back.
He might live here.
It's been a while since I've showered.
No, there you go.
I'm in this room.
Higher or lower, 2.5 showers this week. That's going to be lower.
Anyway, that's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We will play a fun game of Higher or Lower. Plus, all day today, as you've been hearing the last, 8 hours, it is our Thanksgiving blowout promo, or Thanksgiving blowout contest. It's been going on all day, and it continues until 6 o'clock. Every hour, we're giving away prizes like a Jonathan Kuminga and Hello Kitty bobblehead, tickets to an AC/DC concert at Levi's in August, Warriors Magic tickets for the December 22nd game. All you need to do is keep listening for the next 4 hours. Whenever you hear the air horn, not right now, but whenever you hear the air horn sounder, it's unmistakable. You will know what it is when you hear it. That's your cue to call the contest line at 415-523-4652. Again, 415-523-4652. Don't call now. That's coming up whenever you hear the air horn. If you are the fifth caller, once that air horn sounds, you will win the prize for that hour. It's our Thanksgiving blowout here on 95.7 The Game. And the first prize that we're giving away, Dibs, this hour at some point, it is the Jonathan Kuminga bobblehead. So that is what's coming up. And with that in mind, I did want to, before we transition and get to Niners, I did want to do our engaging Dub Nation Twitter poll, which we do day of every Warrior game. Dub Nation, let's get engaged. Before every game, vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page, brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. And today, Dibs, we're keeping it simple. Will the Warriors beat the 11-4 Rockets, who are without both Kevin Durant and Steven Adams tonight? Will the Warriors win the game? It's as simple as that. Vote now on Twitter, and we will share the results later. What do you say, Dibs?
Warriors win tonight? No, I don't think they win tonight, and I think that it's just a bad matchup. Even without Steven Adams and no Kevin Durant, I think that Şengün is a problem. I think that Amen Thompson defensively can really lock down the Warriors, especially Steph Curry. So I think it's another tough spot for the Warriors against a younger, more athletic, more physically imposing team. So as much as I would love for them to win, I'm a big fan. If I had to vote and answer honestly, I would say no, they don't win.
All right. I'll say yes, and we'll balance it out
Good. Here
on the show. We'll talk more about that coming up later. Again, Tim Roy coming on at 4:15, and we'll talk more Warriors later in the show. What I wanted to begin with, though, Dibs, and welcome in 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in. And if you want to join the conversation, that's both the number to call, and it is the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I think coming off of that Niners loss, or the Niners, kind of funny I said that. It was a Niner win, but the way that we've been talking about it, it kind of feels like a loss. 20-9, the Niners beat the Panthers on Monday Night Football. It kind of feels like a loss because Brock Purdy threw three interceptions in the first half on three consecutive possessions. On the ensuing possession, he had a couple other passes that very easily could have been interceptions, but were not. The way that I think a lot of us, Dibs, here at 95.7 The Game and talking heads everywhere have been discussing the Niners almost makes it seem like that was a game the Niners lost. Yet they found
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The way to win. And I feel like we're entirely overlooking one half of that football game from Monday night. We're spending so much time talking about Brock Purdy and his performance, which, by the way, totally fair. He was absolutely terrible. I don't think you will hear anyone say anything other than that. You talked about how he was good other than the interceptions.
Right.
And you're right, honestly. But it's pretty simple. If you're a quarterback, you can't throw three interceptions. But you're forgetting an entire half of the football game. The other half of the football game, the Niners defense, which is much maligned and is starting a bunch of no-names, quite frankly, held Carolina, a team that was above 500 going into that game, to just 9 points. And I would not have guessed that in my wildest dreams that this Niners defense would stand up like that. So to me, we can be worried about Brock and his performance, and we can admit that he has to be better. He has to be a whole lot better. But honestly, I was encouraged by Monday night because the defense did something that I didn't think they were even capable of doing.
Right, and they had, two takeaways, and they were able to get the ball away, and they were able to get it back to the offense. And after Brock Purdy went through his eight-throw nightmare with three picks, I think before that, the opening drive, he was really good. It was a 15-play, almost nine-minute drive where you scored a touchdown, and then out of the second half, it was almost the exact same thing where you got the ball back from Carolina. The defense, again, did its job, and you went down there, and you went 80 yards, and you scored again, and you went up 17-3, and at that point, I think that you look at the Brock Purdy part of it and say, yeah, three picks, not good, but an early touchdown, opening drive, third quarter, a touchdown, those things matter. And so I think that a lot of fans look at one thing and one thing only, and it's the quarterback. And it's how did the quarterback play? And if he played bad, then you got lucky. And if he played well, then it's, yeah, the quarterback, he carried us. But it's complimentary football. McCaffrey was amazing. The defense was spectacular. And you played a certain way because you got an early lead and you were able to run it. And yeah, you had to withstand Brock Purdy and three picks, two which were awful, one which I would tip the cap and say that was a great play by the defense where they duped you into it. And yet you still never trailed. And that game was never really in doubt, ever.
No, like the entire second half. I mean, honestly, it was kind of a snooze fest. And that's what you and Willard were talking about on Tuesday about how just it was a weird energy and the environment, the atmosphere at Levi's was kind of dead, and Purdy was the biggest reason why. But it also wasn't a game that really felt like the Niners were in any kind of danger. I was operating, Dibs, under the assumption that the only way the Niners beat anybody other than the bottom feeders of the league, like the Raiders and the Jets and those kinds of teams, the only way the Niners beat any team of any kind of quality, and by the way, I would say the Panthers are that. They're not one of the top teams in the league, but they were 6-5 coming into the game. I don't care if you thought the Panthers were a fake 6-5. They were legitimately fighting for a playoff spot.
Right.
Like that was a big game for them. They were fighting for a playoff spot. Not saying that they're a legitimate contender, but they were legitimately in the NFC playoff race. Now, would you have picked them to make the playoffs? Probably not, but they were having a pretty decent season up to that point. I was under the impression the only way the Niners could beat a team, that kind of caliber of team, was the offense scores 30, 35 points, and you just hang on for dear life on defense. Instead of, you know, forcing interceptions, you force field goals instead of touchdowns. You get a stop here or there. Maybe you make a big play over the course of a game to kind of change the momentum. You get a play or two from your defense over the course of the game, and your offense is near perfect. That's the path to victory for the Niners. That's what it was for the most part in Arizona, at least on the offensive side. The defense was pretty good, but the offense was amazing in that game, scoring 40-plus points in Brock Purdy's first game and Ricky Pearsall's first game, both of them back from injury. So And everybody talking about this team said the same thing. That was the only way for the Niners to win football games. Yet it was not that at all on Monday, and they won by 11. So I think Monday proved that there is a different path for the Niners to potentially win football games or at least be competitive in football games, and it was not needing the offense to play perfect football because they were far, far, far from
right.
perfect.
And good teams can win in a variety of different ways, and that's where I think that the 49ers, they're not a great team. They're probably not a Super Bowl team, but are they good enough to make the playoffs? Absolutely. And even if you look at the point differential stat, which I think at this point in the season is something, they're 12th in point differential. They're one of only, I guess, 17 teams to be in the positive. And you look at Carolina, yeah, they're 6-6, but they're a minus 53, which tells you that they've won a couple of close games and they've lost a bunch of games that are really, really one-sided to be 6-6 with that bad of a point differential. So if a good team is going to go out there and be good, you're going to have to do it when your offense is bad. You're going to have to do it when your defense is bad. Yep. You're going to have to do it when your special teams is bad. Now, if two of the three units are bad in the same game, you're probably not going to win unless one of your units is phenomenal. And on Monday night, the offense was, they were not bad. The quarterback was bad. The running back was awesome as always.
Tight end was awesome.
The wide receiver made huge plays Juwan when you needed him to make big plays. The special teams were good again, but it was the defense that carried the day. So it's complimentary football. You go to Cleveland, and I would not bet that the offense is going to put up 30. You're going to need the defense to again be really good. You're going to need the offense to not make a lot of mistakes because it's going to be cold, wet, ugly, windy. And you've got an offense that is going to struggle against a defense that's really, really good. Top five in football.
Yeah, but there's a very, you know, likely outcome that Brock plays better than he did on Monday coming up on Sunday. Just because he's not going to turn the ball over three times, you would
right.
guess. But the Niners score fewer than 20 points just because of the way that the game is going to be in Cleveland. That's certainly possible. We'll talk more about that game coming up. Plus, your calls, 888-957-9570. I see you, Walter. We will get to you when we come back from break. But, I mean, is there a way that we can react to what happened on Monday and think about how maybe Monday showed a different pathway to victory for the Niners than we previously thought? I also want to play what George Kittle said a couple of weeks ago that I think is really interesting looking back on it now, because he said what we've all said. The only way the Niners win is if the offense is near perfect and the defense just holds on. Well, then what was Monday? Because the offense was terrible for the most part. The quarterback was terrible. Let's talk that out. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you. Back with more on the other side. And by the way, coming up tomorrow, we'll bring you Chiefs and Cowboys. That game kicks off at 1. You can hear it right here on 95.7. The game, it's Mahomes versus Prescott. Dak Prescott, that is. You're eating your Thanksgiving feast, hanging out with family and friends. Turn on 95.7, the game for Chiefs and Cowboys coming up at 1 o'clock. We're back. It's Willard and Dibs. Grandy in for Willard right here on 95.7, the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.